Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we try to get you a little bit of free advice. And today we are talking to consultant paediatrician Dr. Justin Roach from the National Tongue Tie Centre based in County Tipperary. Justin, you're very welcome to the programme. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks very much.
You might just explain, first of all, what tongue tie is and how it affects babies.
So I suppose the first thing you have to define is what is tongue frenulum. So that's the connection of skin between the undersurface of the tongue and the floor of the mouth. And that's very common. You know, many of us have it, not everyone, but and when that starts to get shorter and tighter, so it affects the function of the tongue, that's what turns that tongue frenulum into a tongue tie. And depending upon the age of the person will depend upon how they may present in terms of symptoms.
So when you lift your tongue and basically what connects it to the floor of your mouth,
so that little string that you see there. Yeah. So, you know, it's normal to have something there. But like I say, as it gets shorter and tighter, it makes it more difficult to lift that tongue, stick it out well, lift up to the tip. So it can affect speech, but it can affect feeding. It can also have an impact on how you breathe. So like if any of the listeners are there now, it's worth thinking, where is your tongue resting now as we're sitting here? Is it on the floor of the mouth or is it resting up on your palate? Because you should be breathing through your nose.
So you're Unless you're talking, we're all trying to check.
Yeah.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question about this for Dr. Justin Roach today, just how common is it to have issues with tongue tie babies?
Old research would say somewhere between 5 and 10%. The reality is it may even be more common than that. But it's because it is so common, we normalise those symptoms that we'd see.
Okay. Listeners wondering, Justin, how invasive is the procedure to rectify tongue tie and how old does a baby need to be to have it?
Okay, so it affects, you know, children and that from birth. In terms of procedure itself, it's a very quick, simple procedure. Typically would take anything between kind of 20 to 30 seconds to do in babies. Can be a bit longer in older children because we tend to use sutures to close the little diamond wound that's created from it. And we just use topical anaesthetic to use it. So we're just using a numbing gel and then releasing it. The way I would do it is with a CO2 laser, but that's because it gives me much better precision and it allows me to get that fascial release, so we're really getting good freedom of the tongue.
So it's not terribly invasive then?
Oh gosh, no.
No. Okay. Listener says, my daughter is 5 and has quite a bad lisp. Could she have a tongue tie?
It's very likely if she's still got a lisp at 5 that she does have a tongue tie. So, I mean, the thing there is you need somebody to assess and have a look at what that skin's like and how are they using their tongue. So it's doing a functional assessment combined with that structural or anatomical assessment.
And do they make the appointment through you at the National Tongue Tie Centre or is this GP in referral?
So, I mean, you can certainly go to your GP. The tricky bit sometimes with tongue tie is because it's such a specialist kind of service and skill, a lot of people don't know how to assess for it well. So sometimes they say if you stick your tongue out, you don't have a tongue tie. But that's only assessing one movement of the tongue. And obviously the movements of the tongue are much more complicated than that. So, but if people have got concerns, they can actually set up a concerns call with us. So one of the clinicians can do short video call with them and just talk through the bits to see whether it's worth coming down to have an assessment with us.
And you're based just outside Clonmel, isn't
Indeed.
It? In Tipperary, is it a painful procedure? And is it, you answered that about anaesthetics, but how painful is it, listener wondering?
I don't think it's painful at all. Like we would use, like say, numbing gel for the babies. We'd also use inject local anaesthetic for the older kids and adults. For that kind of tricky group, the kind of toddlers and that, we would do them under sedation. So, and they, if they've got a complaint, would say, you hurt my foot from the sedation, not from doing the tongue mandrel lip
tie. My son is 3 and I've always suspected that he might have a tongue tie. Is he too old for the surgery?
No, there's never an age. Like the oldest person I've done surgery on would be 64. And there are people who've done, you know, colleagues around the globe who've done it, and people in their 70s.
Breastfeeding, I suppose, is the other area where this can crop up, isn't it, as an issue. This listener says, my baby is a week old, is latching fine, but every time he feeds, I can hear a clicking noise. He never seems fully satisfied, but always settles with a bottle. Is it possible that he could have a tongue tie?
It's certainly distinctly possible. Clicking would suggest that they're losing seal when they're feeding. Now, that's fine if they're stopping and having a pause. But if that's happening repeatedly, so almost every time or every other time they're sucking, they're making a clicking sound, they're compensating. Almost certainly they're using their jaw to try and create suction rather than working the tongue to create suction.
Is breastfeeding often the time, Justin, maybe at which parents might notice that there could be a potential tongue tie?
It's certainly one of them, I suppose, because you've got problems that may affect the baby, but similarly, you've got problems that may affect the mum. So some mums might find they're finding it hard to keep their supply up. Others will find it very painful to feed the baby. Sometimes the baby's very windy and gassy and unsettled, and sometimes they're struggling to get enough in to gain weight as well.
Okay, 087 1400 106 if you have a question for Dr. Justin Roach today. Can it affect a child's neurodevelopment at all?
Certainly we've seen some of the babies, if they've got a lot of tension because of the compensated way they're feeding, it can affect them doing tummy time, which can then impact them progressing on to crawling. And similarly, their facial development can be affected. So if you can't get your tongue to palate, you're not going to direct that growth of your upper jaw outwards and forwards. So that may then give you a problem later on. So some of the older kids we see, high arch, narrow palates, dental overcrowding. So these lads are heading for orthodontics.
Yeah, okay. This texter says, my son had tongue tie and had the surgery, although he still has a very strong lisp. Any advice on that?
So one of the problems that we would sometimes see is if we do surgery alone without the therapy, so creating that functional change, you can get the posterior, the back component of it can reattach. And so you may still have a restriction, and that might be why he's still having problems now.
So it's not just surgery you need, is it? There's other, I suppose, occupational or speech and language supports that have to go with that.
And then similarly for the babies, we've got to make sure they change how they feed. So getting good lactation support where we're looking at how they're using their tongue to feed, that we're not supporting compensations, but we're actually normalising their movements following surgery.
And will you get that through the National Centre?
Yes.
You will? Okay. Yeah. So if you go in for this, if your child is brought in for surgery, there'll be follow-up
and
supports
we don't,
there.
See, we no longer do surgery on the same day. So we have three visits, a consultation visit, a surgery day visit, and then a follow-up visit where we're looking at function at each of those times. And then I actually now see babies back about 6 weeks post-op to check that their healing's gone well as well.
Okay. This listener says, a friend of mine told me that it is standard procedure in certain countries to check babies for tongue tie when they're born. Is it part of standard procedure in Irish maternity hospitals to check if babies have this, and if not, why not?
Good question. So it's standard in Brazil, or at least it's mandated by law. Here in Ireland, I think it depends on where you go, but it also depends on who you see. I think the standard of a skill in assessment is variable, and I don't think people are not looking for it because they don't care, but sometimes they don't understand some of the nuance. You know, like I said before, you can have a tongue frenulum be normal, but if that's shorter and tighter, and it can be right back towards the base of the tongue and create awful problems with feeding. But sometimes we won't see those feeding problems in the maternity unit. It's only when you get home. So again, we shouldn't be doing things just based on, oh, that doesn't look great, but everything's flying it. But again, sometimes mum's milk supply can mask the problem. So I've seen 7 or 8 babies or children who've come beyond the infancy where they've got speech and language problems or problems with eating who had no problems breastfeeding, yet they had a tongue tie to the very tip of their tongue.
Our 7-week-old daughter has a minor tongue tie and a moderate lip tie. We're debating getting this procedure done and taken care of, but we don't want to put her through anything she doesn't need to have to go through. What's your advice?
The other bit is assess, you know, get an assessment. You know, and a functional assessment. Like, I won't treat somebody who I don't think needs to be treated. But similarly, I can discuss with parents and say what the merits are.
Yeah.
And, you know, just because we've seen them doesn't mean, you know, and I can advise them, I think it's worth doing. But if they're not happy doing that, then they don't have to have it done. It's their baby.
It's their decision. Yeah. All right. If people want more information, they can get that through the National Tongue Tie Centre.
Yeah. So we have a website, which is tongue-tie.ie. Or you can ring one of the team, or like I say, you can get a concerns call with one of the clinicians and they can do a 15-minute chat with parents if they want.
Brilliant. Listen, Dr. Justin Roach, consultant paediatrician. Justin, thanks a million for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.